You're a smart person. You know a lot about a lot of things, but there's so many topics to cover in your field of expertise, and you don't know what to start with. You're probably thinking you have no idea how content creators stay relevant, and you're unsure about where to start. Well, let me ease your mind and get you the head start that you so graciously didn't ask for.
Playing the Misfit Heroes podcast.
Okay. So you want to do this thing, but you don't know where to start. Well, let me introduce you to the secret of how most content creators are making so much content with seemingly little to no effort at all. It's called batching, and I'm about to blow your
fascinating
mind. Batching is exactly what it sounds like. Rather than waiting episode to episode to make specific one-off pieces of content, it's way more time efficient to create all of these pieces of content at one time. This process is not only for content creation either. It works with any process with specific repeatable steps. Let's say you're a factory building 100 cars. You don't build one frame and then one door and then the tires and then the engine and then every single part piece by piece and then start the whole process over. That would be very costly and too time consuming. Instead, you would build as many pieces as you can at once and then assemble all the pieces together later for each car, and progress smoothly across the whole build process. Well, the same idea can be used for content creation, and it'll easily turn you into a content factory, rapidly producing a massive internet presence. I did a video previously about how to repurpose your content, and I explained how podcasting lends super well to creating multiple types of content, from audio-only podcasts to YouTube videos, shorts content like TikTok and Reels, blog posts, live streams, even as a primer for in-person speaking engagements. I guess you could say that one podcast truly can change the world. That video's great and all, but it doesn't take into play how to actually do the thing. Now, before I get to the how-to, I'd like to propose a rule and a mindset that'll help you rise quickly and keep you motivated to keep creating. Before you plan on releasing content, wait. Build a backlog so you can brainstorm numerous ideas and individual strategies and have them ready and waiting in case you ever run into any snags or scheduling issues. This will keep you in a constant state of growth and focused on a plan versus trying to match some type of time commitment or consistency narrative. Don't get me wrong, those things are important, but when you're just getting started, make sure the focus is on getting people vested in you as a creator versus just putting out a bunch of episodes or content. Your focus should be on building a community of people that care about what you have to say, and never about the numbers or how many people listen to you. You want quality, not quantity. Long term, not short term. Everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame, but not everyone gets a long-term tenured career. Just ponder on that for a bit.
You should think about it. Take a second.
Also, a great idea for starting a podcast is to build up a backlog of a few episodes so that people can binge your initial episodes when you release. This will get your viewers hooked and begging you for more content. Okay, as promised, here's a step-by-step for how I batch my content. I like to put my batches into groups of tasks. My process, which admittedly doesn't have to be exactly the same as yours, is like this. The first thing I would batch is brainstorming. Come up with a plan of ideas for what you want to talk about. Don't know where to start? Try this. If you've got a general topic that you want to try out, try a site like answerthepublic.com, or if you have a free Google Analytics account, there's also Google Keyword Planner inside of there for free. Now, what these sites do is they track Google searches and social media trends so that when you type in a topic, it creates a list of questions to answer that are currently being searched for online. With a few simple search strings, you've created your own niche market group to target with your content. Once you've got a list of questions or ideas to focus on and start with, if you're going to script something out, make that your next batch item. Script out, say, 5 or 10 videos branching off the topic that you're focusing on. Maybe you're not scripting your content. In that case, at this point, I would start writing out or coming up with ideas maybe of current subject matter experts to have on as a guest, or come up with specific criteria ideas that you want to capitalize on. Now that you've plotted out what your ideas are and you have a list of what you want to cover with your content, it's time to move on to the next step of the batching process. This may be different for each creator's process, but once I have a list of scripts created, I would have a filming day. I'd record all 5 or 10 of the scripts that I've written for the YouTube video example I'm making. As I'm recording, I'm almost 100% certain that I'm going to be making mistakes. Immediately as you're recording, snap your fingers or clap into the microphone to act as a clapperboard when you make mistakes. If you don't know, a clapper board or a slack board is that thing that they click before they say action when they're filming a movie. Raise your hand if you learned something today. Today I learned. So, with this process, if you made 5 scripts utilizing this process, you could technically now have 5 videos ready for editing and post-production within, let's say, what, 2 hours of recording you did? See how quickly this process moves your content forward? A couple weeks of this process, and you can literally have a full-fledged dynamic content platform readily available to send to people that are looking for the topic that you're covering. It really is not that hard to become a subject matter expert and put yourself out there online. Now, you've recorded your content and you've got some topics covered. The next thing that I would batch is probably the most time-consuming thing, and that is editing your content. If you need help with editing softwares or editing tips, I've conveniently made some videos on the subject and I put them down in a playlist in the description below. Go ahead and click it. Go on. You can do it. I won't mind. Editing can be very time-consuming, but here's where you'll find a little remedy to make it quicker. If you're editing 5 pieces of content you made, if it seems like too much work to do at one time, then batch the individual processes of the editing. Remember when we recorded the videos and we did multiple takes in one recording session? Well, focus on editing all 5 of those videos, just editing out the mistakes you made. Or, if there's minimal errors, focus on editing out the ums and ahs and pauses. Just focus on one thing at a time. Whatever you can do to take pieces of your process and batch those into smaller processes is what you're focusing on. Keep making the processes smaller and smaller and smaller, and do them more and more frequently, and eventually you'll chop down that wall of content to be edited very quickly. With time, you'll create a dedicated workflow and process that works for your setup. Now, we've got your content created, we've got it recorded and edited, and it's almost time to publish. Almost. Let's put the finishing touches on your content. If it's a YouTube video, let's make the thumbnails and titles. Believe it or not, on YouTube, the thumbnails and titles are almost more important than the content of the video. Thumbnails and titles are what make your viewer want to click on the video and watch. After all, it doesn't matter how amazing your video is if nobody clicks in to watch it. The same thing goes for podcasts, audio content, blog posts, basically anything where someone has to discover the content organically and search for it. If they're not drawn to your content, and if your content is not being served to the people that are looking for it, you're not being seen. Here's a fun little exercise that I like to do when I batch thumbnail creation for YouTube. I like to start up recording a video with basic lighting, and I pose for different styles of thumbnail pictures. Sure, you look goofy. But it's only a problem if someone walks in on you.
Here, come on downstairs.
Don't you knock. Once you've got a bunch of different relevant poses to your idea on video, you can open the video you just recorded and screenshot the poses you like and use them as pieces of your thumbnail. A simple way to remove the background from your photos or screenshots and leave only yourself in the frame is a site like remove.bg. It's free to use, and you simply just upload your picture, and the AI automatically recognizes the focus of the photo and crops and cuts all the excess background out of the image. On some iPhones, you can also do this directly in the Photos app by opening the photo, holding your finger on the focus of your photo until it glows, and then selecting Save Photo. Once you've got all the little tiny details batched and it seems like everything's ready to be uploaded, did you know that you can also automate uploading your videos across social media platforms? 2 simple sites I like to use are repurpose.io and the IFTTT app on my phone. These sites work easily by allowing you to sign into all of your social media channels, link them, and then they automatically monitor for uploads and disperse them to your various social media channels that you've logged into. What a massive time saver. So that's the gist of the idea of batching. By taking a bunch of big-ticket projects and turning them into much smaller, less time-consuming processes, you can put all of your focus into making your content bit by bit in advance, as opposed to constantly trying to meet some consistency deadline and being behind the curve. Remember, it's been scientifically proven that the idea of multitasking is flawed, and the human brain is actually incapable of multitasking. In reality, multitasking is really just task-switching on a minute scale, which comes at a cost of energy. So by implementing this content creation strategy, you can potentially radically change your workflow and accomplish far more with the time available. And as we know, more content means more opportunities to be seen, which means more opportunities for growth. I hope this video makes sense to you, and if you didn't get it, let me know down in the comments below what questions you had and where you think that I lost you. That's all I've got for you this time, Misfits. If your life was changed and your mind was blown, or if you just feel like being a nice person, be sure to physically eviscerate that like and subscribe button and share it with someone that you think this could help. Please be sure to leave a rating or review on the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And as always, if you do nothing else in this crazy world today, do this. Be kind, love one another, and be a hero.